Hi everyone, my name is Michael Mueller, and this presentation is part of a collaborative effort supported by the Council of Medical Specialty Societies, focusing on long COVID education, engagement, and care management. Today, we will be speaking about breathing and respiratory sequelae. This is part of the team that we work with. I am an assistant professor of medicine in the Division of General Internal Medicine at Mayo Clinic Rochester, and I work in our post-COVID clinic. To give you an overview of some of the most common symptoms that we would see that are breathing related in long COVID, they may include breathlessness and shortness of breath that may occur with rest and with exertion, a cough which can be productive but is usually dry, chest discomfort and pain, and reduced exercise tolerance and fatigue. Breathing symptoms of long COVID represent some of the most common and disabling symptoms of long COVID. They can be present in 13 to 30% of patients at 3 to 12 months after infection, and higher rates may be present in patients who were hospitalized or had severe acute COVID-19. While symptoms often improve, they may persist for years in some patients. Evaluation of breathing symptoms in long COVID may include VO2 max testing, pulmonary function tests, CT chest, and 6-minute walk test. Some of the abnormalities that you may see may include decreased peak VO2 on exercise testing, decreased 6-minute walk test distances, and sometimes impairment in diffusing capacity. In addition, some patients with breathing symptoms after long COVID may have abnormalities on CT chest, such as ground glass opacities and fibrosis. However, it is important to note that a significant proportion of patients may have symptoms without abnormalities on pulmonary testing. This leads to one of the key points that I want to emphasize. Symptom severity does not always correlate with testing abnormalities in long COVID. And just because your patient may not have abnormalities on testing, that does not mean that they are not struggling with symptoms. It is important to make sure that we use a comprehensive clinical approach rather than relying solely on pulmonary testing in order to evaluate patients' symptoms. Some conditions that can cause breathing symptoms in long COVID may include post-COVID interstitial lung disease, which is more common in patients who have had severe acute COVID-19, dyspnea tachycardia syndrome, which may be associated with conditions such as postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, and may be associated with inappropriate augmentation in heart rate that results in shortness of breath with activity, dysfunctional breathing patterns, often with normal spirometry, reactive airway disease, and then diaphragmatic dysfunction, which can be detected on ultrasound or exercise testing. It is important to do a detailed history and physical examination on all patients who present to your clinic with breathing symptoms or resulting in long COVID. This may include a pulmonary examination. This may include getting a resting nocturne or a resting pulse oximetry. And then in select cases, pulmonary function tests with a DLCO, 6-minute walk test, and a CT of the chest can be considered. Patients who have significant hypoxemia at rest or with exertion, imaging abnormalities, or persistent refractory symptoms despite management in your clinic may warrant referral to a pulmonologist. In terms of treatments, it is important to keep in mind that every patient is different. Breathing symptoms in long COVID are heterogeneous, and there is no one-size-fits-all management strategy. Pulmonary rehabilitation may represent a cornerstone of therapy for many patients. It incorporates aerobic and strength training, breathing retraining, and education. One important point is to make sure that pulmonary rehabilitation is tailored individually, such or to limit post-exertional malaise and fatigue in patients who are struggling with breathing symptoms. As patients who struggle with post-COVID fatigue and post-COVID post-exertional malaise often overlap with respiratory symptoms, and their pulmonary rehabilitation strategies should be tailored to limit crashes. Inhaled corticosteroids are a cornerstone of therapy for patients who struggle with reactive airway disease, such as using budesonide or a combined inhaled corticosteroid with a short-acting bronchodilator. Beta blockers can be considered in patients with significant concomitant tachycardia or orthostatic intolerance and can be a useful tool, particularly for patients who have overlap with postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. An additional medication I sometimes will use off-label is guanfacine. Airway clearance techniques and chest physical therapy can be quite helpful, particularly in patients with productive cough. Deep breathing exercises can be quite helpful, and oxygen therapy should be reserved only for patients with objective hypoxemia on testing. Keep in mind that patients may present with breathing symptoms and long COVID that may be due to multiple different causes. So, in each patient who is presenting to your clinic with breathing symptoms due to long COVID, it is important to determine which factors are contributing and to which extent different factors may be contributing to their symptoms, as they may have multiple different causes. Optimal rehabilitation protocols should be individualized, and it's important to balance the patient's needs in pulmonary rehabilitation with a need to avoid post-exertional malaise and mitigate fatigue in patients. Pharmacotherapy really depends on subtype. A patient with dyspnea tachycardia syndrome, for example, and significant inappropriate tachycardia may require a beta blocker, whereas a patient with reactive airway disease may require an inhaled corticosteroid, for example. And long-term outcomes from long COVID are largely unknown as information continues to evolve regarding this condition. It is important to note that patients with long COVID may have overlap with other symptoms. Many patients may have cardiac symptoms, such as palpitations and tachycardia, postural orthostatic hypotension, chest pain, and exertional dyspnea. Many may have neurologic symptoms such as dyspnea, air hunger, and fatigue. And some patients may struggle with physical deconditioning or anxiety, particularly as a result of the underlying condition. So keep in mind that your patients who are struggling with breathing symptoms may have other long COVID-related symptoms as well. In summary, persistent respiratory symptoms are common in long COVID. Objective findings are variable and they do not always correlate to symptom severity, and the absence of abnormal testing does not equal an absence of symptoms. The pathophysiology for long COVID is multifactorial and our understanding of breathing symptoms continues to evolve. Consider pulmonary rehabilitation in many cases, and certain pharmacologic therapies may be helpful depending on subtypes, such as beta blockers for patients with dyspnea tachycardia syndrome or inhaled corticosteroids for patients with reactive airway disease. Consider pulmonology referral for complex cases or significant abnormal findings. Thank you so much for your time. If you have any further questions, please go to cmss.org for further information. Thank you so much and have a great day.